Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has tweeted that he has a tumor on his kidney that he'll have removed next month. More on this development from KYW's Antoinette Lee.
The governor made the announcement via Twitter. His office tells KYW News Radio that doctors found the tumor during a recent checkup. Because it was discovered early, Murphy's office says the tumor is fully treatable. KYW's medical editor, Dr. Brian McDonough, agrees.
Governor Murphy is optimistic that the mass on his kidney was found early. And he's right. If it's found early and removed and treated, he should do quite well if there hasn't been spread.
It's not known right now if the tumor is cancerous, but McDonough says it's very likely.
Most kidney masses do turn out to be cancerous, so when the governor says it's a high risk of being cancer, he's right.
Murphy tweeted that more than 50,000 New Jersey residents will be diagnosed with cancer this year. He calls this a reminder that he must continue fighting for affordable health care. In Philadelphia, SEPTA is working to develop real-time countdown clocks that will let subway riders know when the next train should arrive. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo with the details.
The project to install countdown clocks on the Broad Street subway, Market Frankford line, and underground trolleys has been years in the making. The challenge for SEPTA is that each line has its own signal and communications system, says spokesman Andrew Bush.
It's definitely taken us a little more time than we originally anticipated, just because of some of the complexities involved, the fact that we have different systems with different vendors in place. We have to work through that.
Cellular and GPS technology allow SEPTA to track its buses and regional rail trains above ground, but underground, that technology isn't as reliable. SEPTA has hired the rail firm Alstom SA to coordinate the raw information from the three lines. In the meantime, platform screens will be installed first on the Broad Street line late this year before data tests begin.
Bush says the goal is to have the countdown clocks operating on the platforms by 2022. Meanwhile, Bucks County is making a change to a program that lets some criminal charges get wiped off someone's record in hopes it can become more affordable to everyone. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert has the details.
Bucks County District Attorney Matt Weintraub says ARD, or Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition, is not meant to be a rich person program. It's meant for everyone. But he says while the upfront costs vary, it's generally several hundred dollars. And that one-time cost, he says, is keeping people who would otherwise be eligible from taking part. He's changing that so people who qualify can spread the payments over the course of the program rather than paying them all up front.
If you cannot afford the costs, it will not be a barrier to you being admitted into the program, and then your cost can be spread throughout.
To determine eligibility, Weintraub's enlisted the Public Defender's Office. People can apply for a public defender like they would if they couldn't afford an attorney. If they qualify, they don't need to use the public defender. ARD is given for certain nonviolent lower-level crimes. Once certain requirements are met, the charges can be wiped from your record.
Weintraub says that anyone that doesn't pay all the fees can't get their record clear until they catch up on payments, but they won't get sent to jail for missing them. Instead, the county will take over collections as a civil matter. And after just 6 years on the job, the chancellor at Rutgers Camden is stepping down. KYW's Mike Doherty tells us that she'll stay on the job until the summer to ensure a smooth transition.
As the first black woman to lead Rutgers Camden, Phoebe Haddon helped raise the university's status as a research institution, and she also helped increase enrollment. She's proud of her time at the school and says it's critical that the next chancellor share the same values.
One of the things that I'm also most proud of is that there has been a merger of the two law schools at Rutgers, and that's particularly important for me as part of this transition to make sure that that continues and prospers.
She says she plans to take some time off to do some reading and writing, and then she'll return to the classroom to teach law.
I think this institution is well situated to move forward. I'm happy about the work that we have done. That work will continue.
Haddon's last day at Rutgers is June 30th, and the Philly Fanatic is getting a minor makeover. The iconic mascot's new look is expected to be unveiled at today's spring training game in Clearwater between the Phillies and Pirates. Now, the changes come amid the team's legal battle with the Fanatics creators. So what do the fans think? KYW Sadas Kuznets stopped by Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia to find out.
There's a lot of anticipation for the reveal of the Philly Fanatic's new look.
I'm against it. It's nuts.
That's Phillies fan Joe Finelli of Phoenixville, who seems to echo the sentiment of many who don't want to see anything change as a result of the Phillies' copyright feud with original mascot designers Wade Harrison and Bonnie Erickson.
Somebody has to do something to make this stop.
Intellectual property attorney Peter Wakayama breaks down the dispute.
H&E takes the position that it was a sole developer. The Phillies, on the other hand, are taking the position that they were also a contributor to the creation of the mascot, and that as a result of that, they were also a, what's called under the law, a co-author, and therefore a co-owner in the copyright.
Now, there is a possibility that if there is no agreement after this season, there might be no more Fanatic.
A lot of people go to the games to watch the Fanatic.
To hear more about the Phillies' dispute with the Fanatic's creators, you can listen to this week's KYW In Depth. It's available now on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play. KYW News Radio.